Welcome back to Head Games. Tomorrow we're going to have Bob Lee from ESPN and U Sports with Fred Eng and Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Jim Beattie, the Kansas City Royals actually bid and won the sweepstakes for Gil Mesh. Career 55-44 record, 4.65 earned run average. Those don't sound like particularly outstanding statistics, but at least a small market team had a chance.
Well, the Kansas City club, as they did a couple going into last year, really, they tried to get some more veteran players, not necessarily guys at the top of their games, but guys that can help them go out and be a little more respectable when they have to compete on a daily basis. And in getting Mesh, I'm trying to think back. I think Mesh actually may be from the Midwest. Maybe there's a connection between the new general manager, Dayton Moore, in Kansas City, and Gil Mesh. Dayton Moore was involved in some scouting before, so maybe there was a personal connection there. It seems a bit funny for me that with the money that was out there, a bit unusual for a player to go out and sign with Kansas City at this point, because Kansas City, although he'll be playing with guys, and a lot of guys, maybe even younger than he is, with Kansas City, they are not going to be in a place where they're going to win for a year or two, and so there may be some personal situation for him that he wants to go back to the Midwest, Kansas City in particular. But hey, it's good. It's good to know that guys aren't making all of their decisions these days based on money.
Jim, in our final 20 seconds, any free agent signing you see coming up here in the next few days in the sweepstakes?
Well, I don't know. I know within the next week the Red Sox have to get the deal done with Matsuzaka, so that will probably be the thing that's jumping at for the next week. I don't expect Zito to sign very soon. I think he's going to play this for a little while. I'm not sure how many suitors he has, but they're talking $16 million plus, and I had heard, although things change quickly with the Yankees, that the Yankees had stepped out if he was looking for that type of money. So we'll see what happens. Zito, I think, is the one last big player out there that people should be interested to see where he goes.
Well, we'll follow that, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us, Jim. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thank you. We want to thank Chris Mortensen again from ESPN, Jared Bell from USA Today. Tomorrow, ESPN's Bob Lee from Outside the Lines and U Sports with Dr. Andrew Jacobs and Fred Eng. Check out headgamesradio.com for all the clips from all the shows. Take care. Have a good day.